From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a minute, to Washington State and a cautionary tale maybe about Kickstarter.
But first to Washington, D.C., where this week has been dominated by a renewed fight by Republicans on a number of issues. The scandal over the IRS's targeting of conservative groups, the charges of mismanagement at the Veterans Administration, and the White House's statements after the attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya, back in 2012. The House voted this week to appoint a select committee to reopen the investigation of the Obama administration's actions before, during, and after that attack, which killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador there, Chris Stevens. Democrats have accused Republicans of, quote, recycling the tragedy for political gain. But House Speaker John Boehner said new information justified a new investigation.
First, it came to light that the White House did more to obscure what happened and why than what we were led to believe. Second, we now know that the administration defied a formal congressional subpoena. Our committee sought the full truth, and the administration tried to make sure that they wouldn't find it, which means they tried to prevent the American people from finding the truth as well.
For more on all this, we're joined from New York by Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Hi, Rick.
Hi, good to be with you.
Well, let's start with Benghazi. Why is that back on the front burner for Republicans in the House?
A new email emerged last week that was intriguing because of its author and its content. It was written by Ben Rhodes, who's a political advisor, a spokesman for the National Security Council at the time in the Obama White House. And it shows him directly saying that when Susan Rice was set to go on those Sunday talk shows, that she should be saying that this the events in Libya and elsewhere were a result of protests that that had to do with an internet video. And he makes the point explicitly that it should not be seen as a broader failing of policy. Because this was only 2 months before the president election, the strong suggestion there is that the White House was trying to make sure that the president would suffer only minimal political damage from the tragedy.
But is that dramatically different from what Republicans had already found out about this before?
No, it is certainly in league with what they had learned earlier. But the fact that a new email would emerge 18 months after the fact had pushed over the edge Republicans who were on the fence as to whether this was worth elevating as an issue. They have seen this issue elevate their base and incite their base. And I think this was just the last straw for so many of them. And they felt like now is the time to press their advantage to try to make something bigger out of it. There will be a temptation to make this into pure politics 6 months now before the congressional elections. And I think members of Congress on the Republican side that I've talked to, they want to do everything they can to keep it in the realm of investigations.
Well, and just to illustrate the point that you're making there, let's listen here to conservative syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer, who'd been among those who thought the country was tired of the issue and Republicans had been wasting their time focusing on Benghazi. But then Brett Baer on Fox News asked him if he'd changed his mind, and here's what he said.
Yes, because of the appearance of this memo. It's, to me, equivalent of what was discovered with the Nixon tapes. The point is that Republicans have done a terrible job in building the case. Even today, I have to say, the questioning was disjointed. It was not organized. If they had appointed a special committee long time ago, the way it was done in Watergate, we would have had answers on this and the country wouldn't be tired.
Rick, what do you make of that comparison to Watergate? Because in the end here, if indeed all of the things that the Republicans are making the case for happened, were any laws broken?
Not necessarily. I think perhaps in the if you listen to some Republicans, if they believe that this was wholly concocted for political reasons, it certainly looks bad. But I don't know of any illegality specifically that's been alleged here. A lot of things that certainly smell and look bad. But going beyond that, I think that's one of the risks for Republicans is that if you keep this as a as an issue that you're hitting only on political purposes, for political purposes, I think a lot of voters may see through that. And that's what I think a lot of columnists and a lot of commentators, even members of Congress, have been saying up until now.
Well, and members of the administration. Let's listen here to Fox's Brett Baer speaking with the national security spokesman, former national security spokesman, Tommy Vietor.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Dude, this was like 2 years ago. We're still talking about the most mundane process.
That everybody is talking about.
We're talking about the process of editing talking points. That's what bureaucrats do all day long. Your producers edit scripts multiple times.
The key part is attacks to demonstrations.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No. What is the question? Did I edit attacks?
CIA talking points.
Rick Klein, there are a lot of people who are really wondering why this is coming back up right now.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the White House appears to have not released all the documents at the time. It has added more fuel to it. But look, this is a political environment. There's no doubt about it. You're seeing it now. Democrats are saying they may boycott this committee, maybe only appoint one member instead of the five that they're entitled to. There is a lot of folks who feel like this is pure politics. We'll see where the facts lead. And again, I think there's an obvious temptation here for Republicans to overreach. I think they should probably also avoid saying dude when responding to anything.
Yeah, that's
when
the first time I've heard that. Yeah, really. The Republican House also voted this week to hold former IRS official Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions about her role in the IRS's targeting of conservative groups. This is another scandal that has come up before and is now coming right back up again. What about that one? Is there anything new on the Lerner scandal?
I think this is about as far as it goes, although we did just get an announcement from the IRS that they'll be providing more documents. This has been, I think, from the Republican perspective, the IRS has acknowledged from the beginning that this was badly handled. This should not have happened. There shouldn't have been the special targeting for Tea Party groups. The question is motivations, and there hasn't been any smoking gun that's emerged. Lois Lerner's testimony, if you believe what she has said, the little that she said publicly, probably wouldn't shed a lot of light on this. And the contempt vote lands with a thud at the Attorney General's office. Keep in mind, Attorney General Holder himself was held in contempt of Congress last year for an unrelated investigation. He's unlikely to prosecute. So I don't see this one gaining a lot of new steam.
Does it appear to you that this election cycle from the Republican side is going to be about Benghazi and the IRS scandal? And for the Democrats, it's going to be repeated attempts to do things like raise the minimum wage, that both sides essentially playing to their base with things that aren't going to go anywhere with a bipartisan group in Congress.
This might be the backup plan for Republicans now to be talking about the swirl of scandal in addition to the health care law, which motivates a lot of folks. And for the Democrats, yes, it's seeing process and seeing the ability to move the country forward with the Obama agenda.
Rick Klein, political director with ABC News. Rick, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.